Minister, I wanted to raise the issue today of the closure of the courthouse in Donegal Town. The courthouse is located on Tyr Connell Street, a building of significant architectural and historical importance dating back to the 19th century. Now, no prior knowledge was given about this was going to happen. Just a letter came out to a businessman and nobody was informed. Now, the Donegal people are very concerned that the building could be closed permanently. I'm asking the Minister for Justice to clarify a few things. Are there plans to refurbish and reopen the courthouse? What assessments have been carried out regarding the building's conditions and the future of the courthouse moving forward? Is there funding in place to preserve this important civic building? This issue is not about infrastructure, it's about maintaining the presence of justice in our community and respecting the heritage of Donegal Town. I hope the Minister can clarify this issue. Donegal Town has lost so much in the last year with ETB support centre being lost. We cannot lose the courthouse.
On behalf of Mr Callaghan, I would like obviously to thank you for raising this important matter. The Minister has advised that Donegal Courthouse will be closed temporarily as a result of health and safety concerns. Work has been ongoing with the Office of Public Works in order to determine the required works and the associated costs. The main and most serious safety issues relate to entrances for both public and courthouse users and the judge. Both the ceilings and the public entrance porch have partially collapsed. In November 2023, the OPW provided a cost to repair the flat roofs at the courthouse. These works were approved by the court services and communicated to the OPW. However, the OPW subsequently advised that the existing roof would also need to be replaced due to its condition. Based on that advice, the OPW was asked to prepare costings on the repairs required for the roof in its entirety, which were forwarded to the court services in August 2025. A further on-site meeting with the OPW took place on the 2nd of September 2025. During those discussions, it became apparent that further investigative works would be required to determine if any additional structural issues and associated works were required. OPW has indicated that the opening up works would be required to facilitate the completion of a structural survey of the building. The Court Services was further advised of the concerns that the OPW had regarding the continued use of the building in its current state. The Minister is advised that the OPW has organised for a full building condition survey to be carried out, including a mechanical and electrical condition survey. The OPW is awaiting a timeline and costings for this survey. The outcome of that survey will inform the next steps in relation to the courthouse in Donegal. The regional office intends to explore whether there are any suitable temporary values within Donegal Town.
Thank you very much, Minister. Senator Boyle.
Thank you, Minister. And I would plead with you that when you go back, that no matter what happens, we have to keep the court in Donegal Town. It's been there a long time. It adds to the town, it really does, with barristers coming and coffee shops and everything like that. And I mean, Donegal Town has lost so much as last year with the ATP support centre being moved to Letterkenny. It's a matter of utmost priority that we keep this courthouse in Donegal. I know that structurally the roof might need to be redone and get the other works done, electrical works. But it's a matter of utmost importance that we keep the courthouse in Donegal. It sets the tone for the whole area, regarding justice, and it keeps it where it needs to be in Donegal Town. So I would implore when you go back to the Minister that you would say to him, listen, the people of Donegal Town and people of southwest Donegal want our building refurbished, reopened and kept in Donegal Town.
Thank you. I know you have raised this a very important issue, and you've made your views very clear to me here today, and I will make sure that they are passed and directly heard by Minister O'Callaghan on the importance of maintaining it in Donegal. Just in terms of some update, obviously the Minister has indicated that the court services initially are looking at a move to Ballyshannon on a temporary basis. That's approximately 20 kilometres away, 20 minutes by car. I will, as I said in my earlier contribution, point out that the importance of trying to look for a suitable venue in Donegal Town, as you've indicated, and I think you make your case very clear on that. regional manager of the court service is working to ensure that all the relevant people, including the president of the circuit court, the president of the district court, the relevant circuit and district court judges, the county registrar, the coroner and the court, and an Garda Síochána coroner and practitioners, are informed of this current situation, as there is a need, if there will be, to move sittings as of from the 1st of October. So this is very pressing, very immediate, and your concerns are very appropriate, and I will make sure that Minister O'Callaghan is made aware of them.